Hi there.
Hello.
Mind if I join you?
Be my guest.
Do you come here often?
Oh, now and then, I guess.
Cool. My name's Paul.
Hi, Paul. I'm Betty.
That's pretty. Nice to meet you, Betty. I think we're going to get on really well. So, Betty, do you work?
Oh, sure. I'm a speech synthesizer for Windows 4.1.
You're what? You have to work for that heap of junk? I work for JAWS for Windows 3.7.
JAWS for Windows? That rubbish. Don't you have any taste?
Well, I have more taste than to sit next to someone who would work for that thing.
Ditto, big boy. I'm not that desperate for company. I think I'll take my drink somewhere else.
Don't bother. I'm leaving anyway.
Sheesh, what a jerk.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Rosen. Welcome to the first birthday edition of Main Menu. On the 10th of April 2000, the new ACB Radio Mainstream Channel broadcast the first edition of Main Menu. In the last 12 months, many blind people from around the world have produced 92 hours of technology-related breaking stories, reviews, interviews, demonstrations, and tutorials. We take pride in bringing you quality, informative programming, and the best part is all the encouragement and suggestions we get from our listeners. So thank you for making this program challenging and fun to produce. To mark our first anniversary, today we bring you our most ambitious show yet. It runs for approximately 3 hours, and it's a show that literally hundreds of people have emailed us asking us to produce. Today we attempt a comprehensive comparison of the world's two leading screen readers, JAWS for Windows from Freedom Scientific and WindowEyes from GW Micro. It's important to emphasize at this stage that this comparison is only relevant to users of Windows 95, 98, and Millennium. GW Micro is working on WindowEyes Professional, but it isn't out yet. JAWS for Windows has supported NT and 2000 for some time. We begin with a panel discussion in which a group of experienced screen reader users offer a range of impressions about the two products. Then we've decided to single out three programs for special attention: Microsoft Word, Microsoft Internet Explorer, and Microsoft Outlook Express. We have to stop somewhere, and in no way will we be able to cover every strength and weakness of the two screen readers. We're focusing on the programs that we've chosen because they're used by a large number of people, and it's vital that any good screen reader works well with these programs. We don't attempt to convince you that one screen reader is better than another, although in some cases you will find a clear winner with certain applications. We hope that you'll be inspired to try the demos and make a judgment for yourself. And it's a glowing tribute to everyone involved in the production of both screen readers that only a few years ago we were all worried that Windows would lock us out completely of the computer age. Now we're debating what really are quite fine points. You may not agree with everything we say, or you may feel that we've overlooked something, but let's settle back and listen to a group of consumers stating their opinions, and if nothing else, it'll get you thinking. So that's what's coming up on this first birthday anniversary edition of ACB Radio Mainstream's Main Menu.